Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Today's podcast is for those who are looking to get more out of sponsorship opportunities that come their way to increase engagement, while at the same time building their audience up. If you are a restaurateur, catering venue, or even pop-up chef, really anyone from the hospitality industry, then this is the episode you've been waiting for.
Woo! People have been waiting for this one!
That's right. We'll go over ways to impress your clients, build an audience, and strengthen your relationships to keep them all informed right to their device. But first, let me introduce myself. I'm Hazel Fruitman.
I'm Kim Stewart, and let me welcome you to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. Today, we are discussing how you can shift your marketing mindset to include a mobile approach, one with reach and one that works to get more sponsorship opportunities and to increase engagement. Today, as in any business, especially hospitality, it's telling a story, telling a good story, informing your clients, your attendees, your invitees, whoever, anybody who's going to show up, you're turning to a mobile strategy to get this done. More than ever, people are on their phones. I mean, seriously, just go to a restaurant. Big, small, fast food, food courts, In-N-Out Burger, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. Look around. What do you see? People staring at their devices.
True.
Isn't it time to take your shot and put your promotional message on the lock screen of their device? I mean, we are here to help you do just that. So, before we get started, some of you may not understand what mobile ad campaigns are, how they would work, why they would work in hospitality. I'm going to ask Hazel?
Yes.
To give us a quick rundown, explain how it works, and then when she's finished, we'll get back to things. You ready, Hayes?
I am. Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application, and Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on, those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification and they have the ability to tap the backlinks and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Excellent. Thank you, Hazel. Now, let's move on to the meat of this episode. We're going to do a deep dive into hospitality market strategies. We're going to talk about some past episodes that sort of encapsulate what we provide to businesses and brand engagement. And if you're in the hospitality industry, you should consider listening to these older episodes. Some of these contain ways that demonstrate very clearly how mobile strategies work for managing both online and offline tactics.
That's right. You'll want to go to listen to a few episodes from our archive, dominoresearch.com/podcasts. And the first one that comes to mind is online and offline marketing integration via mobile. That is episode 40. Hear about real-world examples of how to use mobile to manage online and offline marketing integration that is simple and effective, and it has really one of our very favorite clients, Seasonal Leon.
She's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So another one is Why Mobile Ads Work, Part 1. It's one of our more popular listens. It's episode 34. We go through why you need it, why you need to use it, and what you should expect for the money and time that you put into a whole thing. Mobile is the best way to reach your prospects and customers where they are spending the most time.
Right. And you know what? Another one that pops into my mind that's a little more recent is episode 64.
Oh, that's a good one.
Best practices, integrating web and mobile marketing campaigns. You know, in that particular episode, we talk about the best course of action that you can take right now in order to see immediate results with mobile and how you can use targeted campaigns to get those results.
And for those who want to manage notifications direct to the lock screen, we have a great episode to get you started. That's episode 59. It's one of the best ways to manage traffic at an event as well. Getting organized and staying organized is a major challenge, and keeping everyone on track sometimes becomes a nightmare because things happen. Venue changes, menu changes. It can be tough to get the word out and make sure everyone is on the same page. So again, go to our archives and pull out some to listen to right after this. We have many to choose from. I can just keep going, Kim.
No, you cannot. Nope, yeah. Nope, done.
All right, well,
let's get back to hospitality.
Yeah, you're right. Our friends are waiting.
Yep, you know, I mean, reasonably, we could talk about every back episode that we have, but let's move on. So leveraging your event, whether it's a venue that is a permanent address or whether it's a pop-up, it's time to shift your mindset to mobile in order to keep your client base informed, and if you're producing events that have sponsors, to keep your sponsors happy. You know, Hazel is talking to restaurants, hospitality folks on a daily basis, and we specialize in turning their marketing ideas into an actual strategy that's going to work within that type of a business. So, you know, once you have a company card or coupons or a loyalty program set up, you know, that's really when your idea starts to come to life.
Right, Kim. First, let me say that like a customized hospitality card, it communicates directly to your audience with lock screen notifications and ways to pass the card from one person to another, or should I say from one device to another. This allows you to provide a messaging experience to your sponsors, for your sponsors, rather, and whatever the promotion or messages that they want to get across to your client base, it can be done.
So, you know, one thing that I would say is that adapting a mind shift towards mobile does not mean forgetting about other marketing channels. You know, one of the good things about mobile, especially our particular type of mobile, is that you're going to include them. You know, a mobile-first strategy is what brings together all of your channels, social, ads, media, mobile, print, whatever. Right. You know, all these things are encapsulated on the back of the card as engagement points. You know, if you're in the hospitality business, your job is to run a hospitality event. Your job is not to try to figure out how to do advertising and marketing and how to deliver it on mobile.
Right.
You know, you want to encourage your clients to send your promotions out to their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers, family members, you know, and returning, you know, in return, you're going to get more audience reach and more engagement opportunities that will also benefit event sponsors that you work with.
Right, rightfully so. And those chefs who do pop-ups, those caterers, your next sponsored demonstration, you can send the love out to them right on the lock screen and can include a link to the sponsor site right on the back of the card.
Yeah, well, I would charge extra for that. Just saying. You know, a customized ad campaign, it makes a great communications tool. You can instantly and immediately update any small details as they change. You can inform clients, potential customers, referrals immediately. You're refusing to allow confusion to come between you and your user base. You know, I'm sure that probably at this moment there are plenty of people scratching their head. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're thinking this isn't possible. Maybe you're thinking something else. I don't know. This is a fundamental strategy that you have to adopt when you look at creating a mobile hub to manage your collateral. You know, this works across the board for venues, event managers, hospitality, restaurants, chefs, you name it. You know, this is an attractive way to build your audience, not just for you, but also for any sponsors or partners that you work with in your events.
Right. So it includes location and proximity messaging, and which is a great way to show more value to your sponsors, demonstrating the ability to message before, during, and after your event is also a primary tool for upselling potential sponsors, ones that prove a real value to the dollar spent and not just during the event.
Oh my God, I know. I absolutely love when our clients use proximity triggers with targeted messages and send them out directly to their customer base. I mean, you know, it works brilliantly. You're hitting up people in the right place at the right time. If you're not sure what proximity or location-based triggers are, it's geofencing, which is part of the location services on a phone, or iBeacons, which are short-range radio transmitters that transmit directly to phones. And these things will ping your customer phones anywhere from, there's really no limit on the geo. So you set this up so that when clients are physically near your location, you're sending them targeted offers, or near your competition locations.
Yes.
And you're sending them targeted offers or targeted messages at the right time in the right place, which is before they walk into your competitor's place.
That's right. because proximity messages makes for amazing ROI. And these customized cards, restaurant cards, hospitality cards, can be changed easily to the next promotion or event, as the case may be for the pop-ups. Being able to change the pass fluidly from one campaign to the next can be done too. So if you go to our Twitter feed, you can look at EP Network Online or at Domino Research or even Kim's tweets. She has them there at KimStewart12345.
Woo!
As we use our own cards to demonstrate how to change our articles from week to week, when even our podcast, with every episode change, we inform our audience direct to the lock screen and we provide a listen link on the back of the card. So I get excited talking about these mobile strategies. So get in touch with us. We can make this happen for you too. And just let me say.
So, you know, I think really this is all super good stuff.
Yeah.
We will keep you posted and we will update our website as we go along with different restaurant and hospitality shows that we will be attending.
Yes.
As we get closer to those dates, no point in telling you about the ones we've already attended. Now, is there?
So thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much. Great.